John chapter 15 tonight. Let's go there. And I'm just amazed and just thankful and grateful for John 15, 7. And John 14, 14. Long we stay connected to Jesus, staying abiding in him, understanding and doing his will. And my word abide in you, knowing ye not that your temple is your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. You shall ask what you will, based on authority, and it shall be done. You can't get no better than that, brother. It shall be done. You know, we need to be thankful, amen, the blessing that we have in Christ Jesus. Let's go to 16, verse 16. He said, you have not chosen me, but I've chosen you. That's God's will, amen. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that God can look down through the hands of time and see before the foundation of the world that we would need him. That we would need him. I wish the world realized that we needed him. I wish people in the church realized that we needed Jesus and did his holy and divine will. I was talking to Brother Carswell yesterday, I believe, and we was talking about 1 Corinthians 1:10, how we all supposed to speak the same thing, build the same mind, and build the same judgment, and how it's just so sad that we all have the same word and we all have the same Bible. We all call ourselves Christians, but we're just so divisive and don't realize the importance of being obedient and abiding in the word of God. Because guess what? We need Jesus, don't we? We need Jesus. So he said, you have chosen me and I have chosen you. You have chosen me not. You have not chosen me, but I have chosen you. And ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit, see, and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever you ask of the Father in my name, he may give it to you. Now, let me start right there, because he's saying a lot right here, ain't he? That word ordained means that he had chosen us. He had chosen us, preordained us. Go with me to the book of Ephesians, chapter 1. See, that's what he's talking about there, amen, that he chose us, preordained us. Ephesians chapter 1. See, I want you to go there right quick. See, verse number 3, we talked about blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. I'll wait till you get there. Who has blessed us, I like when in them 27 books, especially in 21, when he talks about us and you, when he used those pronouns to describe us, I like to write my name right there, don't you? That's Christians, amen. Us, with all spiritual blessings in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Heavenly places signify where our headquarters is. Amen. Amen. According as he has chosen us, that's that same word, in Jesus, in him, before the foundation of the world, and that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children, by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will. Now drop over to 3:10 right quick, and then we'll go on. But in chapter 3 and verse 10, let's see what it says here. Ephesians chapter 3 and verse 10. See, Ephesians 3:10, if you're there by Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 5, just to note Ephesians 3:10 and 11, just write it right in your Bible, and then just to note that read in your Bible there. That is, just write that right there so you'll know that there's a continuation there in relationship to understand what the word of God. But anyway, Ephesians chapter 3 and verse 10, look what he says here. He said, to the intent, that were intent, purpose, or will, that now unto the principalities and powers in heavenly places might be made known by the church the manifold wisdom of God according to the eternal purpose. See, which he purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord. Now, if you're there, understand that this purpose in Christ Jesus, got to go back to God's manifold wisdom in Christ Jesus through the church. Is that right? You know what I'm saying? That right? See, that's God's purpose. See, that's how He ordained us. Amen. So your people say, well, we've been anointed. We've been ordained. See, if it's not according to God's intent, if it's not according to God's will, it's not according to God's purpose, and that intent, will, and purpose is all the same thing, got to go all the way back before the foundation of the world, because, see, it got to go through Jesus, amen. If it go through Jesus, it got to go through the church, am I right? And it got to begin before the foundation of the world. That's what he's talking about when he ordained us. See, that's the beauty, folks, of us abiding in Him, doing His will, abiding in His word, being cleansed by the word. See, that's the beauty of it, because when we do that, see, we're in fulfillment of God's intent, purpose, that was preordained before the foundation of the world, that our fruit is manifest. See, your fruit can't be seen. Your fruit can't be shown. You can't be a light bearer if you contrary to God's purpose. Right? You can't do it. Because it all got to be sanctioned by what? Truth. See, John 8:31, if you continue my word, indeed we shall be the disciples, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you what? Free. See, truth makes us free. John 17:17, sanctify them by thy word. Thy word is what? See, we're set apart by truth. See, you can't be in error and be set apart. You can't be in error and understand God's purpose. If you understand God's purpose, you will abide in Him. You cannot be in truth, see, and be in somebody else's church. When old Reuben Shelley and Max Lucado makes the statement, well, they'll save people in all churches. Well, that cannot be true. If that's true, what we're saying tonight is a lie. Or go back to John. Go back to John. Look what he said in John 16. Well, why would he choose us? Why would he choose us in Him but allow another way? Y'all hear what I just said? See, why would he choose us in Christ Jesus? Why is the manifold wisdom of God in Christ Jesus through His church, but we do it another way? You understand what I'm saying? You understand the mindset that I'm trying to get us to see? See, because people say, well, our lives, y'all too dogmatic. Our lives, y'all too narrow-minded. Y'all too negative. See, that's not negative. That's God's purpose. That's God's intent. But anytime you get out of truth, are you in error? Or as James 2:10 say, you offend the law at one point, you guilt up the whole law. Amen? You guilt up the whole law. See, and like I was talking to a Christian the other day, and they were saying, well, we go, don't want a door knock. Well, I've asked them to come on and door knock. I said, well, the way you got to look at it is, number one, it's not a choice. We all are commanded to go into the world and preach the gospel to every creature. It's not just the preacher's responsibility. It's just not the elder's responsibility, faith or brother. Every Christian here is commanded, Mark 16, Matthew 28, Luke 24, to go ye into the world and preach the gospel. Ephesians 4:12 say the work of the church is saving souls. I mean, we could do the Lord's Supper. We could give as we prosper. Amen. We could do all 5 hours of worship, but we don't obey Mark 16, Matthew 24, or Luke 24. Well, we're not abiding in the word. Right or wrong? Because that's the work of the church. That's what God ordained. That's what God put in motion. That's the manifold wisdom of God through Christ Jesus. Amen. See, that's truth. So my question was, well, if they don't want to do it, well, number one, and you did everything you could to try to get them to do it, well, the next thing you got to do is come ye out from among them. Well, you're going to lose your soul because they don't want to do truth? I mean, do you like me that well? If I was preaching error, you would stay here? Do you hear what I just said? I mean, am I your friend that well that you'll be willing to go to hell for me? That's in essence what you'll be doing. Amen? Because you violate the principle, the intent, the purpose, what Jesus is saying here. Because see, anytime we get out of the sanctification process, or we ain't set apart from darkness to light, or we have not been transformed, all of this here is for nothing. That's the reason why he's long-suffering toward us. Not willing that any of us should perish. That is, that he give us time to study, and he allow grace and mercy through study of God's word that we make the proper decisions in our life. But at a time, God winked at ignorance. But now he commands all men everywhere to do what? See, it's better not to have known the way than knowing what? Or to him who knoweth to do good and do it not to him as a what? Are we sinning willfully after receiving the knowledge of the truth? See, God ain't going to continue to keep on playing with us. He's not going to allow us to do it. It's like I told you Sunday morning. See, the question you should ask when you leave here tonight, well, me being here tonight, did I spiritually benefit from being here? And if you didn't spiritually benefit from being here, well, because I didn't do my job, or because that teacher didn't do his job, or whatever it may be, it's time for a change. Now, let me clarify that. Because see, you could be here and not get some because sin is blocking the seed. It could be your fault. Amen. A lot of times people say, well, the song leader can't sing. Well, maybe you don't understand Ephesians 5:19. Maybe you don't understand Colossians 3:16. Maybe you don't understand Hebrews 13:15. Because you understand 1 Corinthians 14:15. It's not by how well we sing, but that we sing right. It's not the song leader. Amen. Because your mind need to be dwelling on when the saved get to heaven. See, what a glory. See, that's what you should be. See, that's where you have to do it one more time on that. Because, see, I would like in it. Because it's going to be a glorious day. Amen. Ain't that wonderful? It's going to be a glorious day. See, when we hear that voice say, well done, my good and faithful servant. Amen. That's going to be a glorious day. See, when we be a sheep and not a goat. On the right hand, not on the left hand. That's going to be a glorious day. See, that's what we're talking about. See, or you may say, well, man, you sure is long-winded. Well, where your mind is? Amen? Am I right? I hear people say, man, I went to saw this movie, man, and man, it was just off the hook, man. And they could tell you every detail. They can tell you every action move. And then you say, well, how long was it? It don't matter. Because that's something they want. They enjoyed that, right? Well, what's the difference between worshiping God in spirit and in truth? Y'all understand what I'm saying? It shouldn't be no different if you came here for the right reason. Let's go back to John 14:15. He said, you have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you, chosen you, preordained you, that you should go and bring forth fruit. Now, we need to underline that because that's what we're supposed to be doing. How can people see Jesus if they don't see Jesus by the life that we live? How can they see Jesus? We call ourselves Christian. You know the word Christian means Christ-like. You know the word disciple means we are following. You know the word Lord means you say, he's my Lord and Lord. He's your ruler. Amen. See, he says here that you should go and bring forth fruit and that your fruit should remain. It shouldn't be, well, on Sunday you're going to bear fruit. On Monday, I'm shutting the door. No fruit today, I'll pick it back up on Wednesday. That's a 24-hour job. 365 days a year. You're a Christian all the time, amen. You're a light bearer all the time, amen. See? Wait. I got to put this Bible in the truck. I'm going somewhere. Wait a minute. No, man. Where you going to go when you got to hide your Bible? Who are you around that you're ashamed of the word? Amen. That it should remain, that it, you should remain, look what he said, and whatsoever you shall ask of the Father, and look what he said, in my name, by the authority, by the book. Amen. See, let me tell you something. See, study to show yourself approved. How can you ask in the name when you don't know what the name says? See, how can you know what the name or what he says in authority in relationship to how to be a husband, how to be a wife, how to be a light bearer when you don't ever put nothing in the temple? Can your mindset get it through osmosis? See, that's the reason why, when situations pop up and people ain't been around for 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 weeks, then they pop up and say, I don't see it that way. Well, I know you don't. You can't see it that way. Because you hadn't been here. You have not been here. You have not been studying. See, you're simple-minded. You have been deceived by foul speeches. See, that's what the devil does, amen. So when you look at this verse here, when he talks about, he chose us, and because he chose us, he said here that we must bear fruit and that fruit must remain, right? And whosoever shall ask, it got to be by the book. Folks, in order to benefit, you got to know the book. You with me? See, when you hear us quote scripture over and over and over again, we're not doing it to be repetitiously. We're doing it in Romans 12:2, to be not conformed but be transformed. See, you're setting it in motion. See, you're setting his story in motion. See, you got a plan. What that plan is, the Bible, amen. His story is the book, amen. See, that's what it is, amen. See, his story is, this is what you should say, 4:1, 21:1. It's his story, so you can put it in motion. That is Christian living, right? But it got to be done, folks, by the book. Oh, I feel sorry for the denomination, isn't that you? My heart just hates, because see, they just can't understand, Frazier. And then brother in the church who got the book, and then they so set on their own will, self-will, that they just been robbed of the benefits that we have. Because he says the same thing again here. Look what he says again. And whatsoever you should ask of the Father in my name, he may give it to you. Now, that don't mean just to say Jesus. A lot of folks say Jesus. It means by his authority. That is, the authority is the Spirit. Because it's a threefold thing. God the Father sent God the Son, right? God the Son sent the comfort of the Holy Spirit to bound, see, he said, and loose so that we can have a perfect law of liberty. So the threefold, like 1 John 5:8, right? And that's the whole point that we need to understand. Y'all understand that? See, and that's the beauty of it, see, and that's what he said here. And then verse 17, he said, these things I command you that you love one another. If the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. See, I'm going to read that one more time. Sometimes we get so discouraged, don't we? We get so hurt. Oh, he don't like me. Oh, he doesn't like my sermon. Oh, he didn't like how I sing. So what? They didn't like Jesus. What make them think they're going to like you? Then one thing about truth, truth has a way of dividing. Truth will separate them. See, truth is going to make you like it or make you hate it. And like the Bible says, a two-edged sword. See, sharper than a two-edged sword. See, and that's what it is. And then it said in verse 19, if you were of the world would love his own. Ain't that the truth? Don't the world love his own? You can't cut the TV in. All of them. See, sanctioning one another, patting one another on the back, amen. But because you are not of the world, now understand that, because... Because because you are not of the world, but I've chosen you out of the world, therefore the world is going to do what? Now start right there and tie these two together. Number one, look what he said. If the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. Now, look what he says here. Why are they going to do that? They're going to do that, number one, because the world loves its own. Right? See, am I right? And because they love their own, number one, they're going to hate you. Why are they going to hate you? Because you are a light bearer. I have chosen you. You bear fruit. Fruit remain in you. Isn't that what it says? Ain't that what it says? See, and you're not like them. Amen. one true test that you know you're doing right when you don't act like they act. And then when you do that, you're going to be ostracized. Your own family member will cut you off. Amen. I don't be around my family that much, but what I do, I find out they had my five parties I wasn't been invited to. I'm serious. Because I don't think like they think. See. My sister said, y'all a cup. And we said, y'all a cup. All right. See, they don't understand truth. See, they belong to the devil. Amen. And then, you remember Brother Frazier a long time ago, if you was a Catholic, you stayed over here, right? If you was a, quote, sanctified, they used to call, Holy Roller, they stayed over there, right? See, Jehovah's Witnesses, they thought y'all were crazy. They didn't mix with nobody. It probably still don't. Now, they about kept their promise. But now they all mingle together, don't they? I mean, Baptist church using titles. So a friend of mine told me that day, he said, I'm gonna make an elder tonight. I said, who gonna make you an elder? He said, the church. I said, what church? He said, where I go. I said, you're Red Timothy? He said, what'd it say? I said, you gonna be that? You don't know what the qualification is? He said, there you go again. You see, that's what he's talking about here. But see, they love one another, don't they? They stick together. They build one another up. See, and that's what the devil do. But see, look what he says here. And this is what we need to see, because sometimes we get discouraged, don't we? We have family members that we invite to church over and over again. They won't come. You got people that you work with, and you invite them to come and worship. They don't come. They're not going to come because you're not of them. Right? Now, if you gave them a ticket and told them T.D. Jakes going to come, they'll go. Or you tell them some big name going to come, they'll go. But to hear truth, people don't want truth. You understand what I'm saying? And that's what he's saying here, because we are not of them. See, and it's sad that the church want to be like them, and they begin to do things like them to compete with them. When it's not no competition, because how many people here? 12 people here tonight? We're still greater. Because go back and read what he said here. Do you read what he said here? Look at verse number 16. You have not chosen me, but I've chosen you, ordained you, that you should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, and that whatsoever you ask of the Father in my name, he shall be given to you. You tell me you're going to give that up to be like them? I don't. Amen. I don't want to be like them. I'm not going to be like them. Only thing I want to do is stay in the name, stay in authority, in order to abide in him. Look at verse 20 right quick. He said, remember the world that I said unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord. If they are persecuting me, they will also persecute you. If they have kept my saying, they will keep yours also. But all things will they do unto you for my name's sake, because they know not him that sent me. Now underline that phrase. You know why? Why they do that? Because they know not him. Right? Because when you've been transformed, when you learn better, when you do better, you don't want nothing but truth. Matter of fact, you get angry when truth ain't being preached. Amen. Not the angry, but the angry that is that people misusing the word of God. And that's the point. And that's what he's saying here. He's simply saying here, they do this because they know not him. See, that sent me. That is, now he's talking in the future tense here in relationship to him coming to build the church. Hadn't built it yet, right? But going to come with all this fugitive, but they still not know him. So the antitype was all things that were in the foretime realm for our learning, we can still use today. Well, why do they act that way? They don't know who Jesus is. They're like people say, I don't know what's wrong with him. I know what's wrong with him. He's full of the devil. You hear people say that? Why he acting that way? Well, I don't know why he acting that way. I do. There ain't but two ways you can act, right or wrong, right? It ain't all the way you act. Either you're right or you're wrong. Right? And anybody go contrary to the books, well, they go contrary because they do what? They know not him. That's that mindset. So that's what Christian living is all about, brother. Let me tell you something. There's no way in the world that you can sit here and say and you can identify what a problem may be that the word of God can't solve the problem. The problem comes in, we're not truthful to ourselves that the word of God solved the problem. Or you find some other way that you think going to solve it outside the word. Because anything that beset us, because we got the perfect law of liberty, and we begin to transform and begin to do the thing that we need to do in order to be made better, it will happen. As long as it did with authority. You with me? But the problem comes in that we don't want to. See, it's a sad thing when a Christian keep doing the same thing over and over and over and over and over and never straighten it out. Right? Because we know right from wrong, don't we? See, we know what we do. Right? Well, you can straighten it out. That's what examination. That's what 2 Corinthians 13:5 is all about. See? But you got to let the word of God straighten it out so you can abide in him, so you can be cleansed by the word, amen, so you can bear fruit. Because see, if you don't never get it out, you ain't going to never bear. Right? See, and that's the whole point. See, so first of all, what you have to do and what I have to do is just know what it is. That be said. And we all have sin, amen. Why you think he told Paul, my grace is what? What was he talking about? Well, I'm giving you, it's sufficient. Use it. Amen. Don't tell me you're hungry now. Don't you sit here and tell me you're hungry. All right? And I got a peanut butter jelly sandwich. I'm going to give you half. And you look at me and say, I don't eat that. Because you ain't hungry. Am I right? See? Don't sit there and tell me that. Say, man, I'm sure it's hungry. I don't know what I'll do. Man, I'm hungry. I said, man, I got a peanut butter. No, you ain't hungry. Because you're hungry, you would eat it, right? To satisfy that what? Need. You see what I mean? See, so the point that I'm saying, that's what we have to see. Well, see, it don't happen because they don't know. See, they don't know who Jesus is. They have been chosen. See, they have not been preordained. They have not been, see, they hadn't went through that in order to receive the blessing that we have. And it ain't going to never happen. Why? Because sin is there. Y'all with me? See, it ain't going to never happen. It can't happen. See, and that's the whole point. And that's what Jesus said here. Why? Because I want the world going to stick to themselves. You know why the world going to stick to themselves, brother Frazier? Because the devil got them. And that roaring lion going to continue to be a liar, to be deceptive. Now think about this here. See how the devil going to work, right? He's a liar, he's deceptive, he's a deceiver. See, and I can go on and give the scripture turn to who the devil is. And the devil's sitting back and watching, right? Well, the devil know as long as they don't get Jesus, everything going to be all right. Y'all with me? Because see, once they get Jesus, once they begin to know him, that's when transformation takes place. Right? So the devil can continue to keep them out of the loop, continue to keep them in error, continue to keep them what? Adding to the word of God, because the devil never want them to come to the knowledge of truth. You with me? Because the devil know as long as he got them separated from truth and not knowing who Jesus is, they'll never comply. Because they can't comply. See, they can holler Jesus, Jesus all they want to. They can talk all that smack all they want to. They can talk about, I know I got Jesus in their heart. They can beat on their chest all day. But until they get it here, that's where it is. If you're not studying God's word every day, as often as you can, you just can't get enough. I mean, any time you get a break, I mean, you're putting it in. Because, see, the more you get here, right here, that mindset, flipping too fast, let this mind be in you which is in Christ Jesus, the more you're going to be able to overcome the wiles of the world. Because, folks, we live in a tough world. And you know what? It ain't going to get no better. I'm telling you, generations to come, as long as you live, it ain't going to get no better. It's going to get worse. So you look at what's going along with the IRS. You look at going along with these people. See, you say, why are these people doing all this stuff? Man, you mess around, oh, I'm $30, they'll put you in jail. Won't they? You ain't never got a letter of the IRS? It'll make you shiver in your boots. And it ain't going to get no better. So if it ain't going to get no better, and then we call ourselves Christians, and we're sitting here reading this stuff here, and you hear me saying here, and you fail to change and do the thing, you know what? You need to be caught up in it. Because it's your fault. Right? Now, is that terrible for me to say? No worse than that peanut butter sandwich. If you're hungry, I'm going to give you half, eat it. Amen. Hippies say, well, I was watching TV and they were eating bugs on that food channel. And I was just like, just don't think I can just, he said, look, a little crunchy. Y'all seen that? They're eating them bugs and caterpillars and stuff over there. One man had a whole plate full of them. But anyway, I don't think my, but anyway, I guess I ain't never been that hungry. But anyway, let's go back to the word. Y'all don't know that. And that's the point they see it here. So look at verse 23. He that hated me, hated my father also. It's an upline string. You hate the Son, you hate the Father. You hate the Father, you hate the Holy Spirit. Amen. And that's what he said. You just can't hate one without, and you're going to hate everybody. You know the thing about hating the Father? When you hate the Father, you're going to hate yourself. Then when you hate yourself, you're going to hate everybody around you. Amen. You understand what I'm saying? See, a lot of folks say, a lot of folks hold animosity and grudges and malice and all that stuff in their life. Well, they do it because they don't know him. And because they don't know him, they sin. Well, when they sin and don't know him, see, not only do they hate the Son, but they hate the Holy Spirit because they quench the Spirit. And because they quench the Spirit, they hate the Father. So how in the world are you going to hate the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, and hate the Word, and then love yourself? You ever thought about that? See, I look in the mirror all the time. Old as I am, I say, boy, you sure is good looking. I do. Don't you? I do. What do you think we're looking and say, you ugly? Amen. Am I right? Because see, it's a blessing to be here, amen. Am I right? And because it's a blessing to be here, it's a blessing to be a Christian, amen. And because we are Christian, we need to be appreciated because who we are, see, in relationship to see, we are Christians, folks. Not that you're being braggadocious, but it's just true. See, and that's the whole thing right there. But look at verse 24. Even if I had not done, if I had not done among them the works which none other man did, nothing lying in that. See, Paul, nobody ever did what Jesus did. Ain't that something? Buddha ain't never done it. Allah ain't never done it. Ain't nobody ever done what Jesus did. Ain't that something? He's the only man that no guy was found in his mouth. He's the only one did what he did. See, if I had not done among them the works which no other man did, they had not had sin. But now have they both seen, and they hated both me and the Father. But this comes to pass that the world might be fulfilled that is written in the law. They hated me without a what? They hate you without a cause too. What reason should they hate truth? What reason should they hate us as a Christian? Can you give me one reason? That's what we're talking about. It got to be justified. There's no other reason. That's not a reason for us to hate anybody. Is that a reason for us to hate anybody? Well, we hate anybody. Well, number one, we don't love God. Amen. See, if we have malice, or if we angry at somebody, or we have animosity, or we have spoke to somebody, well, number one, that's not being a, what, fruit bearer. Amen. See, you're not bearing fruit, and fruit ain't remaining. Amen. Because if you don't do that, number one, wherever you ask in my name, he ain't going to give it to you. Is that right? Is that right? So there's no reason for the world to hate us. But they do hate us because, I'm telling you, the only reason why is because they don't know. If they knew what I know, they wouldn't. They know what you know, they wouldn't. See, even the church. See, you play with sin so long in the church. You play with self-will so long in the church. Eventually, that's what you'll be. Amen? See, to the point, you keep on playing with it, he'll send you a strong delusion to make you believe a lie. See, that's why you got men like W.C. Edwards, a man who wants to be renowned preachers, but they can't be renowned preachers because they're so wrapped up in themselves. That's all it is. It's themselves. See, like I was telling Harold, see, preaching is not a profession. God ain't never meant preaching to be a profession. Preaching is something you do because you love to do it. It's a work of the church. To be an evangelist means you preach God's word in season, out of season. It ain't never said you did it for money. Right? Now, you can't be compensated. But your mindset should never be that you look at it as a job with benefits. Because God never intended for it to be that way. That's the reason why the Apostle Paul said, I wish that some of you could be like me, but it's better to marry than to burn. Because, see, Paul just didn't want to be tied down with a family and a wife. Because his total commitment was to preach the gospel. That's all he wanted to do. He didn't want no ties to be, well, I got to take care. I can't come visit you, Jack. I got to take my baby to the doctor. He didn't want none of that to get in the way. But he said, now you can't do it, now it's better you to marry than to burn. See, that's what that means. See. So what I'm saying is, what men have done nowadays, they have taken preaching to be more of a profession. And that's the reason why they water down the gospel, they water down truth, because they're not going to say nothing to hurt nobody's feelings because they want to keep their job. But it shouldn't be that way. Any preacher should stand up every Sunday if it's in the Bible preaching. If it fit well. Nobody should never get mad about truth. You should never pull a preaching sign and say, why you call me a whoremonger? I said, where is you? Huh? But when you say it, I mean, if it ain't you, why are you going to ask about it? You wouldn't do it. You never question it. Is that right? See? But a preacher is supposed to preach the whole book, though. See, you don't want to pick out what you want to hear. See? And that's the whole point. See? But see, they do it because the mindset is wrong. See, they do it for the wrong reason. And like I was telling somebody, we just not developing, Frazier, good men to preach the word nowadays. We're just not developing. These young guys coming up to preach, they going to school, and I ain't got no problem with that. But they're being taught to be a job when it's not. It's just not a job. Now, don't get me wrong, if a church is able to do it, I ain't got no problem with it. If you're not a bondage to the church. Now, you come to be a bondage to them, yeah, you don't need it. Go ahead, bro. Right. That's it. Well, that desires to an elder, qualification to be an elder, desire the office of an elder, but that same concept. See, that same concept is that mindset. See, when you know God's purpose, when you know God's intent, when you understand the word, when you understand what's written in the word, you're going to do what's right. Right? So your desire, the same thing, your desire going to be to fulfill God's word. Because I'm not going to do nothing contrary. Amen. See, I'm not going to be like that preacher with Brother Sullivan. Brother Harold Gilmore was his name. You know, Brother Harold Gilmore, Brother Sullivan preaching at Griselda Heights at the time, and he wanted Brother Gilmore to preach a gospel meeting for him. And he called him up in Decatur, and he agreed to do it. And dates was all right. And he says, Sullivan can cook real good. We got a nice room for you to stay in, and she's going to give you some good food every day. He looked at Old Father. He said, no, you got it wrong. He said, I don't stay at people's house. I need a per diem every day. I need you to rent me a car as well as pay me a honorarium. And Griselda Heights, that time, was a small church. They couldn't afford all that. You know, that might have went into the thousands of dollars to do that. J. Wayne K. Packer told me a story one time about that, too. He said he got on the airplane, they gave him his check, and when he got on the airplane, he looked at the check, and the check was like $500, and he got home, and he sent it back. He said, y'all made a mistake. He said, I don't preach meetings under $1,500. Send me another check. See, when you do that, your mindset is wrong. You don't understand what the will of the Lord is, because see, it's not about how much I can get. What the point is that, can we do it to save a soul? Amen. But when you don't know, or when you don't understand, or when you don't have the wrong motive, what do you think gonna come out? Wrong thing. It's gonna come out. Because see, you're contrary to the word of God. But look at verse 25, 26, 27. He said, but this come to pass that the world might be fulfilled. That is written in the law. They hated me without a cause. But let's look what he said. When the Comforter is come, James 1:25, and it has came. Amen. Whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceeded from the Father, he shall testify of me, and ye also shall bear witness, because you have been with me from the beginning. Now start right there, because good point. He's talking to the apostles here, right? See, in relationship to this Comforter, right? In conjunctionship to Matthew, when he said, some of you are going to be baptized with water, and some of you are going to be baptized with the Holy Spirit, right? In relationship to Mark 16:20, to confirm the word, right? That this Comforter, this Spirit of truth, will come unto them, right? In order for them to what? Bear witness, see? Because they had been with them from the beginning. Now, you might want to tie Acts chapter, what is it? 1? Not, yeah, that's what I want. Acts 1:26, that is the qualification to be an apostle. That is, that they had been with Jesus from the beginning, right? Right? And one of the qualifications to be an apostle was they had to be with Jesus from the baptism of John, right? Am I right? And witness to what? Resurrection. Y'all with me? But see, same concept, folks. Look at what he says. The same concept, folks. Same concept today. Look what it says here. Same concept. That same Comforter, which is the Spirit of truth, right? Which we have, right? James 1:25, right? See, and because we have it, and because we study it and put it in, right, and abide in him, and it's cleansed by the word, amen, he said here, we too can be a witness too. Amen. Like Jehovah Witness, well, how can they be a witness of Jehovah when they're not doing what the Comforter telling them to do? Does that make sense? Y'all understand what I'm saying? They can't do it. See, you can't be a witness of something if you're not in compliance to what the witness wants you to do. Right? See, so the only way you're going to be a witness, you got to follow the Spirit of truth, which is the book, right? You got to abide in him, right? You got to stay in the word, am I right? You got to be cleansed by the word. I'm the vine and yellow wood. That was the whole point of the whole chapter, wasn't it? See, that because we are the vine and because he are the vine and we are the branches, see, That's the benefit, what? That we can, what? Bear witness, that is bear fruit, that their fruit may remain with us, that where we ask, long we ask in his name, it shall be done. See? So if you had to get anything out of chapter 15, well, what would you get? Well, number one, what I get is, number one, stay in the word. Stay connected. Anytime you get disconnected, amen, see, you got trouble. Now you can get hooked back up. Amen. Called through the blood of Jesus. Amen. Am I right? See, he don't charge no reconnect fee. See. Isn't that right? See? And that's the point. Great, brother. Everything you need. That's it. That's it. That's it. That's it. That's the whole purpose of it. Who do we need other than Jesus? What do we need other than Jesus? Where can we go other than Jesus? Tell me where. I mean, where do we get our nourishment from? You can't get in denomination. Or where you gonna get in the church? Am I right? So why you wanna go anywhere? Everyone, Galatians 1 said, he said, I'm so surprised that you so soon removed from the gospel. And then he goes on, the next chapter, he said, who be with you, you foolish? See, he called them foolish. And you in the church, what in the world you want to leave the church for? You left all of them, man. Why in the world you want to do that? Go ahead. No, you know why? You know why? You know why they don't realize? Because they don't know him. That's the key word. Go back, man. Go back and look at that. Y'all ain't got that mark. You need to mark it. Go back to 15, 21. See, don't they say, know him not? That's the only reason why they do it. They know him not. Now, let me go a little bit further. Hebrews 10:26 says, if you sin willfully, sometimes you can know, but still do it, right? After receiving, you said, with that receiving the knowledge of truth, there remain no more what? See, but that's the key word here. That's the key word. Most people just don't know. Most people. I'm telling you right now, if you ask 5 people between 9 and Sunday, 3 courses, most of them ain't going to get past 1. You know what the 3 courses is? How many books in the Bible? How many old? How many new? Well, first of all, most of them ain't going to know how many whole Bible. So don't need to go how many old. I'm serious. They just don't know. You ask people, you tired? Yep. Oh, yeah, Lord. Give me a scripture while you do it. You have folks in the church. Give me a scripture why we put money in church. Both of them can't do it. You know why? Because they know him not. People do not take spirituality serious. And the reason why, they think that we're going to live forever. That's what they think. We don't realize that he comes like a thief in the night. We don't know what death is. Amen? We just don't know. That's the reason why we need to be ye always ready. So when you go back to verse 21, you don't underline that. Know him not. Don't never get in that state. You don't know who Jesus is. Because when you don't know who Jesus is, you ain't got nothing. Any church don't preach Jesus is a church in vain. How you going to preach truth when you're not preaching Jesus? Jesus is truth. Amen. So that's the whole point, Brother Frazier, that I'm saying here. You can't do it, brother. Ain't no way in the world you're going to do it. It's impossible to be a Christian and bear fruit and fruit remain in us if you don't know. How's it going to happen? You said the vine gives us everything. Amen. Have you ever been tempted? Have you ever been tempted and then all of a sudden, boom, you're like Joseph? See, when Joseph was tempted by Potiphar's wife, it had to be something up here. When Job had all that adversity in his life, it had to be something here. He couldn't have done it, couldn't he? So if they needed it, how much more? You remember Rahab? You remember Rahab? Rahab wasn't even on God's side. But she made a different mark. I know what your God had done. Then she knew. She said, I know what your God had done. Did she say that? If that mindset. So if that mindset was so important from him, why in the world you don't have to do it, I don't have to do it? You're making a terrible mistake. See? And then we wonder. We wonder why brothers act the way they act. Why people don't see truth. Most people, I think about it, I'm going to shut up. Most people who quench the spirit, who's contrary to the word, are not faithful Christians. What I mean, they don't come to church, they don't have a prayer life, they don't study, they don't do none of the things that they need to do. And that's the reason why they act the way they act. That's right or wrong. Correct or wrong. It's going to happen every time. It's just a fact of life. So the point that I'm saying, don't get caught up in it, folks. Because if you do, you plan in the hands of the devil. Because see, the devil got the world where he wants the world. But one thing about God, Philippians chapter 2, I'm going to read that last scripture. I want to read that to you. See, folks think they got the whole wide world in hand. Watch it now. Philippians chapter 2. Verse 10. Don't you forget. He said, that the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, and things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth. Let me back up to verse 9. He said, wherefore, God also has highly exalted him. If you that right, Ephesians 1, 22 and 23, and Colossians 1, 18, he's the head of the church. Am I right? And that's all right. And given him a name which is above every name. Right, Acts 4, 12 right there. Neither is there any name given unto heaven. That at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, things in heaven, things in earth, and things under the earth, and that every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Now, didn't the Holy Spirit use the word every? Do they exempt anybody? Nobody. Because you know what? God will not be mocked. He ain't going to be mocked. Read Galatians 6. What's on man's soul, so shall he reap. God allowed his son Jesus to pay the highest price for you and I to be chosen, to be destined, to be made a fool out of. And it ain't going to happen. Y'all got me? It ain't going to happen. Now, they can have their fun right now. They can walk around and kiss and do all they want, hold hands. But one day, they're going to have to stand in front of a God. Because God ain't going to allow it to happen. I'll tell you something else, too. See, and quote, this ain't no prophetic prophecy, as they say. You look what's happening in the world today. Look what happened out there in Oklahoma. See, God is talking, folks. Amen. See, I heard the newsman say, man, how can they take a car? They say they took a car and put it in a classroom. Now, I know the innocent got to suffer with the guilt. I hate it happen. But it all wake people up to let people know that there is a God. Amen. It had to be a God to do all that what happened. Who can blow their heart? Huh? Come on, Brother Fred, just go and see if we blow down Fairfield. We're going to fall out before we get there. You understand what I'm saying? See? Hopefully, that when people see stuff like this here, they will see, just like Rahab. There's got to be a God to be able to do this here. Got to be something to wake people up. Now, the devil think he won, but he ain't won. He sure ain't won. God's still in control. This is world. He made the world and everything in it. He got the whole wide world, like the old folks said, in his hand. Amen. And folk better wake up. See? And that's the point. All right, well, we're out of time. Go ahead, Brother John. That's what he is.